So we gather here today in the cemetery to, I think, really for two things. One, today's the Feast of All Saints. So we pray really for the intercession of all saints, and they intercede for us and they pray for us. But we also pray for all of the holy souls in purgatory whose feast day we celebrate tomorrow. And we pray for them, you know, because they, even though they are already assured of going to be in heaven, we pray for them that their souls may be more speedily purified so that they may enter into the glory of God's heavenly kingdom. And the reason why we do that is one of those things that's very much misunderstood. The idea of heaven, hell, and purgatory is not very well explained, I find, today in the church, and we all have our own little ideas of what's going on. But the reason we're praying so much for the souls who are in purgatory is that they no longer can pray for themselves. They no longer can have the way of life which we have now, where we are working towards our salvation. They made their decisions, and they are in the position that they are now in life, and it's a waiting game. It's a waiting game of entering into the glory of God's kingdom. And so I'll explain a little bit more about, you know, what is this idea? What do we understand heaven to be? Because I know sometimes we have, especially with, you know, paintings and movies and other things, we have this idea of heaven where there's clouds everywhere, you know, and there's lots of light, and some people are playing harps, and everyone's floating around, and there's angels, you know, bouncing around, and everybody's happy. And it's, in all honesty, I find that a very weird and boring version of heaven. I don't think how many of us would be thoroughly excited about sitting on clouds and listening to people playing harps. I don't know. So really, what heaven is, it's not just a beautiful place that God gives us access to. You know, it's not something that we just hope that God will be kind enough and loving enough to us to say, oh, you know, come on in. You know, there's a real awesome party going on here. You get to spend eternity here. You're going to love it. You know, why would he deny anyone something like that? And the thing is, it comes from a misunderstanding of what heaven truly is. When we speak about in this life, how God dwells within our hearts, right? And you've heard that many times before. God dwells within us. And that's something we tell our children over and over again. Let them know God is in you. He dwells within you. Well, if God dwells within us in this life, what heaven is when we dwell in God. That's really what heaven is. It's about living united eternally in that loving embrace of God. United to his love. Living in his love. So just as we right now, God dwelling in us, and I think this is something we don't think about nearly enough, God gives everything to us. His whole life in and through us. He pours out everything in his offering as he lives in us, as he dwells in us. He gives his whole life. I mean, he sent his only son to die for us. What more can he give? So he pours out his whole life for us to be in us. And to be in heaven, to truly be in heaven, we need to be pouring out our lives completely to live in him. And that is what makes a saint. So if you've ever wondered, how can I be a saint here on earth? It's about pouring out our lives for God, for love of him. And this is not something that's unattainable or unachievable. Sometimes we kind of get this idea thinking that the saints are, you know, maybe Mother Teresa, you know, people who are doing like really amazing things in the world. You know, maybe even the priests, or I don't know why I get that kind of special treatment. I'm not better than any of you. You know, we sometimes put those other people in a place and say, well, they can be saints. Those people can be saints, but how can I be a saint? But we can all be saints because it's about the love that we give. And if you think about it, to pour out your life, To pour out your life means to give what you have, not what you don't have. So we don't have to be someone that we're not. We don't have to look to some image of some incredible person and say, well, I don't know how I can be like that. Good chance you can't be like that. And that's okay. God wants to take you where you are and to allow you to pour out what you have in love for Him. And so living in heaven, to be in heaven, is when we fully embrace that love of God. When we're in a place, you know, just as Jesus says here, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's saying He is the way to God. The way, because Jesus is God. So if we do not embrace that love of Jesus in our lives, how could we expect to dwell with Him forever? And in fact, even the idea of hell, which is something that, you know, we commonly today think, you know, we obviously don't want to think of anyone being in hell. But, you know, we shy away from even the possibility of what hell might be because we think, well, God's such a loving God. How could such a loving God ever refuse His love? But in fact, and this is backed up by many of the saints who have talked about this, in fact, what hell really is actually God's mercy. It's actually God's mercy. And the reason I say that is, if you imagine someone who does not desire the love of God, someone who doesn't want to be with God, maybe even hates God, can't stand to be in His presence, or maybe doesn't feel themselves deserving of His presence, can you imagine what greater torture and hell it would be than to be eternally united to one you can't stand? And that is why when someone refuses that love of God, that God in His mercy lets them go. He allows them what they desire, which is solitude from Him. That's what hell is. Hell is the absence of God. And knowing His love, but knowing that you yourself have chosen, I don't want it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. So when we think about how do we receive the heavenly kingdom, how do we live our lives as saints, it's quite simply to give what we have. To try to love God. To know Him, to prepare in this life already to be united to Him. Because otherwise we'll find ourselves saying, well, I don't know who He is. Why would I want to spend my life with Him? And so that's where we have purgatory for those people who maybe are not quite in a position of fully having given their lives to God, who are not at that total gift of self, but rather maybe have served themselves, but still want to be with God, still long to live in His love, but just have not fully let go of everything. And in purgatory is when it gives that chance to purge ourselves from those desires and selfishness and other ways that keep us from that perfect love of God. And so that's why it's so important for us to pray for our loved ones, because they're in a position where they can no longer do things, do great works, or show new ways to show that love and life for God. That's what this life is for. This life was given to us so that we may have the opportunity to choose Jesus Christ, to choose His love in our lives, to model our lives after Him. That's what this life is for. And so we pray today for the intercession of the saints, because they continue to pray and support us. And there's a tremendous power in their prayer that they have for us if we call upon it, if we ask for it, where we will receive that grace and that intercession through their love, because they want to, they're like our rallying team. They're our cheering squad who are saying, run the race. run the race. Get to the end. They want us to join them in the heavenly kingdom. And so that's where our hearts should be, looking to their examples. And there's so many wonderful saints. There's a saint for everyone. No matter what, and I'm sure you've heard some of the most obscure and peculiar kind of saints' devotions that there are out there. St. Clair, for example, is the patron saint of telecommunications. I don't know how someone who lived that long ago, because she saw like a vision on the wall. She saw a vision on the wall of the Mass, and so it was like early TV, I guess. So, you know, you got something you want to pray for, there's a saint for that. So, we should look for those saints and look to those saints to ask for them to help us particularly, and to see which one models the kind of life that we want to live, that we can say, you know, that's someone I need to pray for, pray to, and ask them to help me to grow more in holiness, and that I can use their lives as an example of how to live my daily, everyday life. And so as we continue to celebrate today, let's really, really wholeheartedly invoke that prayer of the saints and ask them to adopt us, to watch over us and care for us, so that we may too enter into God's kingdom, and also to pray for all of those souls who have gone before us, so that they may enter into God's heavenly kingdom.